You know what doesn't add to your AWS bill? Free developer security from Sneak. Sneak is a frictionless security platform that meets developers where they are, finding and fixing vulnerabilities right from the CLI, IDEs, repos, and pipelines. And it integrates seamlessly with AWS offerings like CodePipeline, EKS, ECR, and oh so much more. Deploy on AWS, secure with Sneak. Learn more at sneak.io/morning. That's SNYK.io/morning.
Hello and welcome to the fourth day of ReQuinvent. This is the fourth of five daily updates this week about what the hell is going on here in Las Vegas. And if you are unfortunate enough to be here with me, what you should look forward to doing. Today's daily video lives at ReQuinvent.com. And of course, feel free to join the virtual reInvent hallway track with me over at slack.lastweekinaws.com. That Slack community will be sticking around after the event. There is more to come on this in the undetermined timeframe future. Now, my favorite release yesterday, I was extremely happy to see the expansion of S3 intelligent tiering to include Glacier's new instant retrieval tier. At this point, unless you've got otherworldly insight into your data lifecycle, intelligent tiering should absolutely be your default S3 storage tier. More to come on this in the weeks ahead once I've found all the sharp angles on this thing. Today is Dr. Werner Fogels' keynote, presumably about encrypting everything. I suspect, based upon previous keynotes this past week, that we'll see some announcements from him this year. I wonder if any of them will be unencrypted.
This episode is sponsored in part by InfluxDB, the open source time series database built by developers for developers. Their main focus is time to awesome, or, you know, focusing on optimizing for developer productivity, because developers are happiest when you're not yelling at them. And that means they can develop their applications faster, so they can focus on users and not wasting valuable time on managing infrastructure. Massive volume, countless sources of time series data produced by sensors, applications, and infrastructure. It's great. It is programmable. It is performant. It has a common API that gives you high granularity, high scale. It is open source. They have an enterprise offering. It has no dependencies, and it's written in Go if you're looking for an excuse to learn it. Visit influxdata.com or the AWS Marketplace to learn more.
And of course, later tonight is the famous replay party wherein we all go to try to desperately forget the fire hose of information that's been torrented to us throughout the event. Something called Zed is headlining it, and we'll see how that goes. And of course, tomorrow is the last half day of reInvent. Thank the Lord most of us get to leave, but I'm here through Sunday morning. If you're in town on Saturday, let me know if you'll be attending anything interesting that I should go to. I intend to be getting a massage, as my back is in serious pain after carrying the entire virtual event for AWS.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.